Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Good morning, everybody. Aloha. They're down below trimming palm trees, so it's a little bit loud. Maybe you can hear it. Sorry, dropped my pen. Good morning. I want to ask everyone if you can remember to pray for me tomorrow. I'm going to have elbow. Well, I tore my bicep off of my arm, my right bicep tandem surfing about a month ago, so I'm going to be having surgery tomorrow. So we probably won't be doing this tomorrow morning. Not sure if I'll be up to it by Tuesday, but hopefully by Tuesday we will. As you know, we do this Tuesday through Friday. Ocean Sunrise Catechism. It's just a gorgeous day. Cindy and I are going to go out and tandem surf today. Our last chance to get in the water before months of rehab. So say aloha if you're there. I think I might have turned off my comments here, the comment feed, but please feel free to say aloha. We're reading about Jesus' obedience to his father and his mother in the Catechism 532. Jesus' obedience to his... Sorry about the interruption, someone called. Jesus' obedience to his mother and legal father fulfills the fourth commandment perfectly, which is honor thy father and thy mother, and was the temporal image of his filial obedience to his father in heaven. So when you obey your parents, and especially if you honor your parents, it has a direct connection to your relationship with your Father in heaven. You learn to obey God as you learn to obey your parents. You don't have to obey your parents, but the Bible says, honor your father and your mother and all will be well with you. When there's a rebellion against parents, or any God-given authority, it opens up. It opens up access to you to the enemy. It's like you've stepped out into the open, and you've stepped out from underneath your shield of protection. So it's very dangerous when you don't honor authority. It's spiritually dangerous because Satan and his demons, they rebelled, right? And so that anarchist, rebellious spirit, our attitude will eventually open you to demonic infiltration. So it's very dangerous. Honoring your mother and your father not only is a great way to, not only is it appropriate, but it's a great spiritual protection, and there's a blessing that comes with that too. The everyday obedience of Jesus to Joseph and Mary both announced and anticipated the obedience of Holy Thursday. As he learned obedience from his mother and father, prepared him for his obedience to his heavenly father to go to the cross. Not my will, Jesus said, but thy will be done. The obedience of Christ in the daily routine of his hidden life was already inaugurating his work of restoring what the disobedience of Adam had destroyed. Remember, he came to fulfill all righteousness. He didn't just come to die on the cross, he came to live a fully righteous human life, and by doing so, restore our dignity. The ultimate act of obedience and love is his self-donation, a willing and true good for us on the cross. The hidden life at Nazareth. Now, Nazareth is a little town tucked into a canyon. Wasn't much of a town. It wouldn't be called a suburb of Jerusalem. There's a saying in those days, can anything good come out of Nazareth? So probably not the most well-respected community in the area. But in Nazareth, Jesus went to the school of life. This is from Paul VI when he visited Nazareth. Now, Pope Paul VI, when he went to Nazareth in 1964, he was only the second pope to ever go to Jerusalem. Who was the first pope that went to Jerusalem? Do you know? Who was the first pope who visited Jerusalem? Come on, you guys know it. It was Peter. But Paul is only the second pope at that time in 1964 to visit Jerusalem. And these are his words. The home of Nazareth is the school where we begin to understand the life of Jesus. The school of the gospel. First, then, a lesson of silence. May esteem for silence, that admirable and indispensable condition of mind, revive in us. A lesson on family life. May Nazareth teach us what family life is. It's communion of love, it's austere and simple beauty, and it's sacred and inviolable character, the domestic church. How significant, how important. It's the key, right? The domestic church. A lesson of work. Nazareth, home of the carpenter's son. Now, if you've been to Nazareth, you know there's no wood homes there. If you've been to the Holy Lands, you'll notice there's really only one home there made of wood. That's the prime minister's home. So Jesus, the word for what Jesus did, they said that he was technon. He was a builder. So it's not necessarily that he was a carpenter. Probably wasn't. There wasn't a lot of wood around. He probably did both. But one of the things you'll know is, like at Mary's home, if you go to Mary's home there, you'll notice the home is carved into a cave. And then the rock that was kind of quarried from that cave then became outer walls to her house where she experienced the Annunciation. So Jesus was a pretty gnarly strong guy. Very hard work. A lesson of work, Nazareth, home of the carpenter's son. In you I would choose to understand and proclaim the severe and redeeming law of human work, the beauty of being productive. To conclude, I want to greet all the workers of the world, holding up to them their great pattern, their brother who is God. The beauty of work. God works, right? He created the universe. Jesus worked his work of salvation. Jesus and the Father, they still work. Jesus said, I only do what the Father is doing. I only say what he is saying. And we have work to do. You honor God when you work, when you give dignity to your work by doing it very well, being diligent, working efficiently and effectively, and doing all things unto the Lord. Work is a great blessing. The very first thing God did with Adam was to give him a job, you know, name the animals. He gave them stewardship over the garden. There's work to be done, and it's beautiful to participate in that. As an oblate in the Benedictine monastery, it's prayer and work are the keys to the Benedictine life. So I'll let you guys enjoy a little bit of the Waikiki sunrise. Beautiful morning in Waikiki Beach. We'll make the sign of the cross in the Hawaiian language. Maka Inoa Okamakua Kekeki Amaku Uhana Hemalele. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
These are unprecedented times for our world, our nation, and our faith. Cities are being burned. The debate rages over our national identity, and a global pandemic has shut down our parishes and deprived the faithful of the sacraments. Times like these can challenge our faith and our hope. Now more than ever, Catholics need to utilize technological advances to strengthen their faith. Endorsed by faithful bishops and cardinals, Breadbox Media is answering this need by providing on-demand podcasting that is faithful to the magisterial teachings of the Catholic Church. Our podcasts let you nurture your faith at any location, at your convenience, and at no cost. We are able to provide this free service because of the generosity of our donors. Would you consider giving a donation today to support this vital ministry? Not only is your donation tax deductible, but you will be helping to transform hearts, minds, and our culture for Christ. Donations can be made by going to breadboxmedia.com. Thank you, and may God bless you.